you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself. Hi, everyone. We're glad you're here on this Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. More to say about this verse in just a minute with our special guest in the studio, John Dillo, a ministry staff member at Illini Life Christian Fellowship. He's their home fellowship director, also a counselor with a practice in the greater Champaign-Urbana area in Bloomington. And I'll introduce John in just a second, but on this historic anniversary of 9/11, and in light of last night's rehearsal with the Singing Men of GNN, and we've been practicing this song for an upcoming patriotic concert we'll be putting on, let's hear the Singing Men of GNN singing our national anthem. That was the Singing Men of GNN along with the Varsity Men's Glee Club as recorded at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, recorded live shortly after 9/11. In fact, as it's true for probably all of you, you know exactly where you were when that 9/11 attack took place. I was with a group in Israel at the Western Wall in Jerusalem when we learned of the first plane hitting the Trade Tower. It was around 4:30 at the end of our touring day, and people were just waking up in New York City, and we actually had to stay in Israel a few more days because they weren't allowing international travel, and all the flights throughout the United States were grounded. It was a powerful day, and our hearts continue to go out to those that serve our nation in various ways, our military, our armed services, our police, and our firefighters. So, John, before I ask you why you're passionate about the program that you're launching in a couple weeks at the YMCA, I want to get a little background on your story, on your marriage, on your five children. So give us some snapshots into your life, into some of your background, how the Lord brought you to himself and to this area.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I was privileged to grow up in a very strong Christian home. grew up in an evangelical free church, but it really wasn't until about age 13 that I'd say I made that decision to follow the Lord. And it's kind of a funny story. My parents would drop us off in the summer at one of the local malls. And, you know, as a 13-year-old boy, there's not a whole lot you're going to do at a mall but get into trouble. So we were running from a security guard at the time and ducked into something you don't see very often anymore, but it was an old phone booth. And I ducked into this phone booth to hide from the security guard. And there on the bottom of the phone booth was this tract. And it had a picture of the Grim Reaper on the cover and waving at me. And it said, "Hi there." And as a 13-year-old boy, I thought, well, this is interesting. So I picked it up and started to read through it. And I'd heard the gospel message before, but this tract laid it out in a way where it finally connected that not only did Jesus die for me to pay for my sins, but he loved me in a way that was unconditional and life-changing. And it was there in that phone booth, I mean, kind of a Superman story, I guess, in a way, that I gave my life over to Christ. And so for about 3 years after that, it was just a period of zealously following the Lord. I'm this junior high kid in my school, and I'm passing out gospel tracts to my classmates and just had this passion for the Lord. But somewhere along in high school, I wasn't in real deep fellowship in the church I was at. And so I stumbled over some pretty deep theological questions that as a 14-year-old kid, I had no idea how to deal with. And that started a period of me walking away from the Lord that lasted all the way until my junior year of college at the University of Illinois. And so it's kind of the prodigal son story. I had run away from God and sampled and done everything that the world had to offer. Finally, the Lord brought me back through a ministry here at the University of Illinois.
Now, the question that many of our listeners might be even thinking, now, not only, you know, thank you, God, for using a track in a 13-year-old's life, because I thought, wow, that's special and unique, but did the security guard find you?
If I remember correctly, he caught one of my friends, but I got away. And I don't know if that was God's grace, but yeah, I snuck off that day.
So then when did Kristen come into your life?
Well, I'm one of those stories where I met my wife my freshman year in high school. And this is during my prodigal period. And so the first time she saw me, I had combat boots on, a shaved head, and a dog collar around my neck. And so she saw me and ran down the other way of the hall. But we, junior year in high school, developed a friendship that blossomed into a romance and went away to college together. And in 1996... we got married.
Now, was she a believer at the time?
She became a believer probably her senior year in high school through Willow Creek Community Church up in the Chicago area.
Did you grow up? Is that where your family's from?
Yeah, up from the northwest suburbs of Chicago.
Okay, so then you're brought down to the University of Illinois. You're a student. You're both students here at the U of I.
Yeah.
And where were the points where you were drawn back to the Lord, where you're following them passionately again? And now you're involved in a church and you're involved in a ministry, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, so I came down my freshman year, and I was still very far away from the Lord. And similar to the prodigal son, I had tasted what the world had to offer. And I'd gotten to that point of being disillusioned and had sunk into a fairly deep depression at that point. And that lasted for about the first 2 years of my college life until my wife, she was still involved in the church and was trying to get me reconnected with God. It wasn't my wife at the time, of course. And she said, "John, just come check out this little campus church, Illini Life Christian Fellowship." And so I reluctantly decided to go. And I sat in the very back of the lecture hall where they were having the service. And I told Kristen and one of my friends, "We'll come, but we have to leave right when the service is over." And so they were finishing the last song. And I said, "Let's get out of here," because I knew how these churches worked. And I knew someone was going to catch me and try to talk to me. And so I think I'm making my escape, and I get to the back door, and I reach my hand out to open the door, and it flies open. And there's Matt Wilkowski, one of the pastors of the church. And God just used that man and the friendship that developed with him to help me walk back to the Lord.
And now, not only walking back to the Lord, but very involved in ministry, especially this new endeavor, this new launching called the Quest for Authentic Manhood that's coming to the YMCA. You're going to be launching this in a couple weeks, but you've been involved in other ministries in your church, in the Illini Life Christian Fellowship, and you're a staff member there, and you're also doing some counseling, I believe, in Bloomington or around the area.
Yeah, I graduated with a degree in chemical engineering and really just felt God drawing me into ministry. So I worked as an engineer for a year and then made the decision to come on staff full-time with our campus ministry, Illini Life. And so for the last 15 some odd years, I've been doing that full time. And then 5 years ago, I went to a seminary down in Florida. I got a master's degree in counseling and have had a counseling practice as well as my ministry within the church.
Having five children and being married, there's a ministry there, and I'm sure there's something that drew you to Kristen. Was it just love at first sight in those high school days, or how did that all work? And then five children later, the Lord has blessed your quiver, as they say. So I'm sure your children are tuned in today. You'll want to do a shout-out or two.
Oh, amen. Yeah. God has blessed us with five kids, three rambunctious boys, a little baby boy, and a sweet little girl. Caleb is 12. Max is 9. Jack is 7. Ella, my baby girl, is 3, and we just had a baby boy, 10-month-old Solomon. And so, yes, we've been very blessed with a large family. And really, you're right, Mark. Our family, we see that as our primary ministry. You know, God has blessed us to be involved in work within the church and in counseling. But the first ministry we believe he's calling us to is building the family that he's given us at home.
Now, what's this counseling ministry you have? Because I know you're going to be heading to Bloomington Normal. Is that a private practice, or are you affiliated with the church or an organization or a ministry?
Yeah, I started a private practice about 5 years ago, and I have a master's degree in Christian counseling, and I do counseling both in Bloomington and also in Champaign. I see about 20 clients a week, and I really see it as a way to bring the gospel to bear on people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know at the onset of the program, we mentioned that you're passionate about this program being launched at the YMCA. And part of the reason of having you interviewed this morning, I'll read you briefly some of the comments, because I did not know you till today, even though you've been involved in our community for many years. But Tim Johnson, a close friend, in fact, it may take me 5 or 10 minutes just to introduce some of the things that Tim's involved in. He's the chairman of the board of the new YMCA, but he's also vice president of field ministries for FCA Midwest. And he's the executive director of the Central Illinois Pinnacle Forum. I'm a part of that group, too. So I kid with Tim because we're like best of friends that never see each other. But he's a great guy. And when he emailed me just a few days ago, he said, Mark, you need to get to know this John Dillo. And he mentioned that he's known you and you've been involved in leadership and men's ministry. And he thought of you when putting together a framework of a men's ministry for the YMCA, because the YMCA does stand for, you know, Christian men and
absolutely.
Christian women. And so he said, John's a great teacher. He's got a wonderful testimony and redemptive story. He's involved in his church, a great guy. You'll appreciate him. So when I read that, I responded to Tim and I said, I'll get him in the studio and share a little about what's going on at the Y. So why are you passionate about this new men's ministry? And I see from a flyer here, it's the quest for authentic manhood. Talk about that.
Yeah, to talk about that and really give you a sense of my journey, we got to go back to early in my marriage to Kristen. We've been married for about 16 years, and early on in our marriage, it was my goal. I really wanted to have a marriage where Christ was glorified. Ephesians 5:25 was the verse that I was really leaning on and just praying that God would bring true in my life. It says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And so with passion and energy, that was my desire, and I really worked at it. But pretty early on, I realized, man, I have no clue how to do this. And I was confused. So I'm muddling my way through it and trying to be a godly man. But I don't know about you, Mark, but most of us men, we don't really enjoy failure. Yeah, that's one thing. We can deal with a lot of things, but failure as men, it's something we really try to stay away from. And I knew this goal I had to be a Christ-like man, I was blowing it. I was failing to live up to that standard of Ephesians 5:25. And so I was frustrated, and honestly, I was feeling a little ashamed that I couldn't be the man that God called me to be. And so out of that place of being confused and feeling ashamed, as many men do, I started to struggle with my temper. And I began to speak to my wife in ways and say things to her and use language and words that tore her down and wounded her deeply. And so over the next 5 years, the first 5 years in our marriage, things went from a hopeful place of really wanting to pursue a godly marriage to a place where our marriage was damaged and I had wounded my wife severely. Mm-hmm. And so it was right about this time that one of the things God used to really turn things around is this men's fraternity program, Quest for Authentic Manhood. And I remember in the first session I sat in on, it's a 24-week session or a series, and the first session I sat in on, the presenter said, manhood is in a state of confusion. And I said, amen. I am confused. I do not get what it means to be a godly man. And then he went on to say, confused men create problems. And I knew that full well. I'd seen the problems I'd created in my life, seen the problems I'd created in my marriage. And through the Men's Fraternity program, God started to lead me out of that confusion and give me a framework of what it was going to be or what it was going to mean to be the man that he really called me to be.
Wow, and so you're going to replicate that using the same materials and putting on these sessions at the YMCA. It's going to be held on Wednesday mornings. So tell us a little about it or some of the specifics so that, and this is open, you don't have to necessarily be a YMCA member. This is open to men throughout the community. And I know there's a website, too, for more information, the Y website, CC, which stands for Champaign County, ccymca.net. But tell us about the program and also then include a phone number if people have more information. But this is open to all men, men that are seeking to be authentic men, to live for Jesus, to be godly husbands, godly men, influencers in the community.
Absolutely, Mark. And the YMCA, we are really blessed in Champaign to have this YMCA and have the leadership there. One of their missions is to help people through the programs in the YMCA to develop healthy spirits, minds, and bodies. And they're not just a fitness center. They're serious about helping people grow spiritually. And so they've been gracious enough to host the men's fraternity at the YMCA here. And you're right, it's open to anyone, members or non-members. The price is the same. Regardless, it's just $50 for all 24 sessions, and so that breaks down into about $2 a session, plus there's a workbook included. And there's going to be a number of things that men walk away from this program with, but I just wanted to highlight kind of four of the key ones. These will be tools that men will leave in their toolbox with.
And you'll be facilitating this?
Yep.
Okay, and will it be a group of 5, 10, 50 men? How will this work out?
Yeah, it could be anywhere from 30 to even as upwards to 100 different men in this program. And the way it's structured, there'll be about 30 minutes of teaching to start out each session. And that'll either be presented live by me or through a DVD format. And then the men will break down into groups of between 4 and 6 men to really interact and process the material.
Okay. And it's Wednesday mornings.
Yep. Wednesday mornings, 6 to 7:30, we'll have coffee and donuts, and men can come. And one of the real great things that men can do is you can join on your own, and we will set you up in a group. But this is a great opportunity for you to point to 4 or 5 of your good friends and say, hey, let's take this journey together. Let's get together every Wednesday morning and figure out what is God's call for us as men.
What time in the morning?
The time is 6 to 7:30 every Wednesday morning, starting September 19th and going through to April. We'll take some breaks for holidays, but it'll be about 24 weeks in total.
So that's starting in about a week and a half. And give us a quick phone number.
Phone number is 217-390-8922. And that's my cell number. If you have any questions, you can feel free to give me a call. Again, that number is 217-390-8922. One of the things that men can expect to walk away from men's fraternity with is, you know, I mentioned that idea of that manhood is in a state of confusion. Men walking out of men's fraternity, quest for authentic manhood, will have a clear, concise, biblical definition of manhood. And they're also going to understand what are the current obstacles that they face as men as they pursue this biblical definition of manhood. In these small groups that are going to last for 24 weeks, these men are going to have the chance to build deep and authentic relationships with other men who are really striving to become godly men right alongside them. And finally, the last thing that we have a graduation ceremony, and men can't leave the program without submitting an individual plan. It's called a manhood plan. And this is just a document that helps them figure out what are the specific next steps that they need to take to really apply this material in a life-changing way.
Now, I'm sure because of our wide range of listenership and people of all ages tuned in, what are some of the appropriate ages? Can somebody 16 or 18 or 22 or 82 feel comfortable? How will that work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Mark. This can span the age from 16 up to 92. I mean, we would love to have a real wide span of generations and ages.
And I like your idea of maybe a couple buddies saying, hey, let's get Bill and Sam and Joe and let's do this together. So the commitment generally is about 20-something weeks?
Yeah, just about 24 weeks.
And if they need more information, how can they call you again and find out more by stopping by what website?
Yeah, they can go to the Champaign YMCA website, which is ccymca.net. Or they can call me directly on my cell phone, which is 217-390-8922.
All right, men, the gauntlet's being thrown down. The quest for authentic manhood sounds like a great course, a great time to meet with other men to grow. Wednesday morning, 6 to 7:30 at the Stevens Family YMCA, 2501 Field South Drive, Champaign, Illinois. You know, that's that new YMCA property on the southwest end of Champaign. It begins September 19th, runs basically through December 19th, and then there's a spring semester coming up January 9th through April 3rd. But if you need more information, 217-390-8922, 217-390-8922. And also, if you stop by the YMCA website, CC, that stands for Champaign County, ccymca.net, ccymca.net, you can find out more information and look for The Quest for Authentic Manhood. Well, thank you, John, for carving out some time in between
your
busy
Mark.
Schedule. But before we close out, I know you want to do a shout-out for your wife. Husbandry 101, I'm sure you're going to teach some
Absolutely.
Of that in your coursework
of
honoring
sure.
your wife. So tell me one, two, three characteristics that you appreciate about her.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair today if it wasn't for Kristen. Not only is she a beautiful woman, but she is a woman who has a devotion to God, an ability to extend grace to a screwed up man like me that has made me the man I am today. And if it wasn't for God using her in my life, I don't know where I'd be.
And all of God's people said amen. Well, thank you, John. I'm excited about this new program at the YMCA. I know the 10 board members are all followers of Jesus. They're an excited bunch that want to use that building, that facility, their resources to further not only kingdom purposes, but to help people with their body, their spirit, and their mind, and just be authentic and fruitful and good members of the community and society. So it's the YMCA. But this specific program called The Quest for Authentic Manhood is coming Wednesday morning, 6 to 7:30, open to all men throughout the area. You don't have to be a member of the Y, and it begins on Wednesday, September 19th. To find out more, you can call John at 217-390-8922 or stop by the YMCA website, ccymca.net. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.